Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Robert Heidrich, the Communications Manager for the Governor's Office on Highway Safety. Robert Heidrich, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're having you today to talk about the new law that takes effect in Georgia on July 1st, which is the hands-free Georgia law. Could you share with our listeners what that law means and what it means for them as we go about our day in Georgia?
Well, before July 1st, 2018, the law in Georgia is pretty specific in that if you're driving a car, you cannot text, email, or do anything on the internet on your phone or electronic device while driving. But you are able to talk on your telephone. After July 1st on 2018, if you want to talk on your telephone, it cannot be in your hands or supported on any part of your body. So what that means is you're going to have to talk with Bluetooth through either your vehicle or if you have an electronic watch, an iPhone watch or something like that, or you're going to have to get an earpiece or speakerphone and put your phone that's not on any part of your body to where you can talk on your phone. That's the basic change in this law, is that you're no longer going to be able to make a phone call with a phone in your hand.
So now, quite often, you see people on their phones, and literally where you can see them holding the phone up as they're driving, you know, don't know if they're looking for directions or what they're doing, but that's what this law is prohibiting at this point.
Yes, you've been able to. Everybody's been able to talk on the phone with a phone in their hands. But the problem that they law enforcement agencies had in trying to enforce the distracted driving part in terms of the texting and internet was that people who were being pulled over or were being looked at for texting and driving and other kind of things were saying that they were on their phone and they were talking on their phone, which is legal, and it made the law passed in 2010 very difficult to enforce, and at the same time, we've seen a number of crashes and the number of traffic deaths in Georgia increased over the last 3 years. And a House study committee that looked into this issue found it was due to distracted driving and due to phone use. And this new law is going to get people to get phones out of their hands, get them to pay more attention on the road. And in the 15 other states and the District of Columbia, where this is already law, they've already seen their traffic deaths decrease 15-16% on average, and some places a little bit more. And that's what we're expecting to see here, is that once this law takes effect and people put their phones down, we're expecting to see more lives being saved.
Now, I know some people are going, like you said, when they were stopped for using the phone, it wasn't texting, I was talking, and now you can't touch the phone at all.
That's right.
So if an officer thinks someone is on the phone, maybe, it's not in view, but that you can see someone doing something, and that person goes, I was, in my purse, or I was working on the stereo, because there are a lot of things that distract us. How is that going to be determined?
Well, it's going to be up to the discretion of the law enforcement officer based on what they see. If they see someone driving on the road with a phone in their hand in plain view, they will be able to make a citation on this law. If they see someone who is driving down the road and they're looking down in their lap, and that is something that's taking place for an extended period of time where they're not paying attention to what's going on the road, then they can, investigate to find out why the driver is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that is watching the road. Because your only responsibility when you're behind the wheel of a car is to look what's going on 360 degrees, what's going on in front of you, checking your mirrors on your side and rearview mirrors, and making sure that you're operating your vehicle in a safe manner and that you're not running into other vehicles and objects, and that everybody are getting to where they need to get safely.
And, one of the other things, as technology continues to increase in our cars, a lot of times people now check their text messages on their smart watches. How is that going to be determined by our crime fighters, our law enforcement officers?
Well, you know, I don't think that, you know, law enforcement officers are going to be overbearing on this law. What law enforcement officers and traffic enforcement are looking for are those vehicles that are operating in a manner on the road that where they are a threat to other vehicles, whether that's speeding, whether that's drivers not wearing seat belts, anything that poses a threat to the driver of that vehicle or other vehicles on the road. That's what traffic enforcement is about, is to ensure proper behavior for all drivers behind the wheel when it comes to speed, seat belts, and avoiding distractions, avoiding impairments, so that it reduces the chances of a traffic crash occurring. And when it comes to this law, the most important thing for people to remember is just don't have a phone in the hand or any part of your body. If you are allowed, as long as you've got hands-free devices set up to make and to take phone calls, talk on the phone. You can watch GPS video navigation to see where you're going. Other than that, when you're driving on the road, you're not supposed to be using your phones at all. And in terms of any kind of other function, when it comes to emails, internet, social media, text, anything like that. Now, if you have it set up to where you can do voice to text, where you just say, "I'm on my way home, stopping by to pick up dinner," send, and your car voice phone sends it without you ever touching it. That's perfectly legal. Also, watching GPS videos, and if you have a continuously running dash cam, which some people like to do to have to record in case they're in a crash or anything, those are all legal.
Now, just one more devil's advocate, stop signs and red lights, because that's where you see a lot of people, you know, kind of reach down and pull up. Just don't do it?
Oh, it's illegal. It's illegal now, and it will be illegal on July 1st. When you're at a traffic light, you're on the roadway. And the way the law reads is that when you're on the roadway, you're not to be on your phone. And there are a lot of people who think, well, it's okay, and it's not. It's just as dangerous, because when people are checking their phones, especially text messages and emails, a lot of times they're going to be reading them, they're going to be replying to them, and their focus is going to be on what they're typing or what they're reading, and it's not going to be on what's going on around. And a lot of times people forget what's going on, and out of the corner of their eye, they'll see traffic moving, and they'll instinctively may panic or not in panic, but when they see traffic moving, their first reaction is to take their foot off the brake and hit the accelerator without looking up. And many times that leads to a crash. And the law is very clear. When you're stopped at a traffic light or a stop sign, you're not to be on your phone for any kind of internet activity, social media, emails, and things like that. You can call, talk on the phone with hands-free devices, but if you want to check your GPS video to see where you need to turn left, that's perfectly fine. But with all the other activities, you cannot do when you're on the road, and that is cleared out. That is spelled out in the current texting law, texting ban law, or Caleb's law, as we call it, and that's also spelled out in the Hands-Free Georgia Act, which takes effect July 1st.
Now, I'm one of those people that sometimes I'll get the sounder that I've got an email from work, and I will pull into a parking lot because sometimes it's something that I know I might need to respond to. Sitting in a parking lot, car in park, you're good to go.
Yeah, that is called legally parked. that's fine, and that's what you need to do. If you're expecting an email, important email, you need to find a safe place to pull in to park, whether it's a convenience store parking lot, a shopping center parking lot, if there's a rest area. If you're traveling on Georgia roads and there's a rest area and you want to check your phone, the rest area is a great place to pull in and park. As long as you're not on the roadway, which is between those white lines, whether it's a two-lane road, four-lane road, or how many lanes, you're able to be on your phone. And also, you know, one area we haven't covered are music streaming apps. A lot of people listen to music through their apps. And you can listen to music through your apps on your phone when driving, but you cannot touch your phone when driving to turn those apps on or program them. You need to do that when you are parked in that convenience store parking lot or in your driveway. And if you have music apps that include video, you cannot use them because the video is against the law. So you need to find a music app that does not have video or find a way to block the video.
Mr. Heidrich, you've answered so many questions. I think I've asked everything. But just in case, if our listeners want to get more information about this law, where can they go to find out what it is they can and cannot do with their phones come July 1st?
We have on our distracted driving awareness website. It's called headsupgeorgia.com, headsupgeorgia.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see a thing called hands-free law, and there's a guide there that's got information, pretty much everything we've discussed on all the elements. It also has some frequently asked questions, and there is a link to where you can submit a question if there's something that you still are unclear about. And the basic simple thing about this new law is that currently we're able to talk when we're driving with a phone in our hand up to our ear, but when the new law takes effect, you're going to be able to talk on the phone, but you cannot have that phone in your hand or on any part of your body. You need to do what's called hands-free, and we encourage people who are going to do hands-free to do it. Make sure they set up wherever their phone is safely to where they can still operate their vehicle, they can reach their phone okay, and they can still keep their eyes on the road and reasonably pay attention. And the final thing I want to say is when you're driving and there's a phone call coming in and you talk to it, keep that conversation as short as possible and only for essential information. You can set up your phones to where it will notify people that, hey, I'm driving, I'll call you back when I get to where I'm going. We recommend that. No phone call is more important than anyone's life. And if there's something that's very important you need to address, just say, hold on, I'll call you in a second. And then do what you just did. Pull into a safe place, a shopping center, a business office center parking lot, and just park and then handle whatever needs to be handled, then get back on the road and drive safe.
One more thing. You mentioned the states that have already enacted these laws. What was that decrease in deathly accidents again?
It's varied. On the average, if you average it all together, it's about 15 or 16%. Some of them have been as high as 20, 21%. I know that New York State has enacted it, and they've seen a significant decrease. And we see that when people are paying attention to driving and not paying attention to what's going on their phones or other distractions, it does reduce the chances of crashes, and it does save lives.
We're saving lives, Mr. Heidrich. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
Take care now.